What's up, y'all? Welcome to another Freedom Friday here on the Less Route Podcast. I am your host, Philosophical. And you know what's been on my mind this week is I've been speaking to a lot of our brothers, right, and seeing kind of what's been going on. And I look at myself, you know, being married, right? The dating world is toxic, right? But the problem is a lot of our men prefer to live in this toxicity, right? And I don't quite understand that, right? I don't quite understand why our men prefer to live in toxicity. You're telling me you'd rather, if it's somebody that doesn't fit your lifestyle, if it's somebody that you're clearly not on the same page with, it's somebody clearly you guys aren't communicating about being on the same page. You as a man would rather live and accept it. This toxicity and chaos, as I call it, then live your life peacefully, right? And I'm not up here to preach perfect relationships. I'm not up here to preach, you know, there's perfection in marriage or not. But what I am saying is, some of you men out there are in situations right now, to this day, that shouldn't be in the situation you're in. You're living with it. You're accepting it. Why? Because she's good in bed? Why? Because she looks great? Why? Because she is, you know, socially acceptable to social media? Why? Why are you staying in situations? Because you feel you've made a mistake and you don't want to give up on it? Let me tell you, mistakes are what they are. They're forgiven. They're past actions, behaviors. You move forward, not try to do that same mistake again. So my question is that, why would you rather live in toxicity than live your life peacefully with someone that you guys are on the same page? You guys don't agree on religion, spiritually. You guys don't agree emotionally. You guys don't agree mentally. You guys aren't communicating. So why are some of you men staying? I would love to know that in the comments. Right? What is the point? Right? I'm talking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years. It's something. And I say this from experience because I was in that situation. But when I finally pulled away from that, it was the best decision I could have made. And I'm telling you, men, as just clear advice. I don't know your situation. I would love to know your situation. I would love to, hey, if you want to tell me your situation in private, hit me up in the DMs, right? Let me know and we can talk about it. Because I know how some of you men are. You don't want to communicate. You don't want to be, you know, judged. And that's fine. I get it. I'm the same way. I get it. But I would love to know you guys' situation. Why are you staying in these situations, living in toxicity? You don't have control in your own household. You don't have a direction. You can't move forward because the person you're sleeping in the bed with is holding you back. You're getting deep into your 30s, early 40s, late 40s, early 50s, with nothing. Credit card debt, financially in trouble. It's time for men to do your homework and look for yourself. Write down some of the things, right, you need out of a partner. Let me back up. If you're in a situation right now where you know it's toxic, you're living with it, you've accepted it, right? Let me give you a piece of advice. Write down everything you feel you need in a relationship. Compare that to the person you have now and ask yourself, if you wrote down 10 things, are you getting 8 of them, 7 of them? If you're not, ask yourself why. If you're not, ask yourself, what part have you played in it? Ask yourself, is it fixable? Ask yourself, do you think this other person would change for you? Do you feel this person would change the behaviors you see, the patterns you see? Is the person you're with will change for you for the sake of the relationship or the marriage? Will they change? Ask yourself, when you get later in life, will this person take care of you? If you're with a person because how good things are in bed, what happens if that's taken away tomorrow? Right? What happens if you lose your job tomorrow? Ask yourself these questions. Where would she be based off of the amount of time you've been with her? Some of you men out there are living in toxicity. You're looking at social media right now, and you're seeing some of these relationships, perfect, so-called perfect relationships, and don't have a clue what's going on behind closed doors. Some of you men right now in toxic relationships, and you're depressed, you're mentally unstable, you're financially unstable, you're emotionally confused. Why? Because you don't want to quit on what you feel is the one. And in response to that, some of you men out there, and I'm not saying men are perfect, they're not, we're men, right? You're doing the complete opposite, and you're cheating. And you're digging yourself in bigger holes. So my question is that, why are you allowing your partner to stress your life? Why do you continue to allow the toxicity in your household? Because you don't want to upset what's going on in the house? Because you don't want to fight for what you need in the relationship when your partner is there for that reason? You guys are supposed to need each other. Desires and wants for each other. Not 95-5. Not 100% zero. This happy life, happy wife stuff? No. No. Right? Nothing's 50-50. Stop believing in the hype. It's 70-30. But that 30% that you need from your partner has to be her 100%. And that's the difference that some of you men are understanding. You'd rather live in a lifestyle of 90-10, 95-100, and her 5% is 0%. You're living in fear of not wanting to disappoint someone else for your happiness. You're living in debt for someone that continues to make you live in debt. You're emotionally unstable for actions and things and thinking about things and contemplating suicide over things you can't control because the person has showed you who they are and you're ignoring it. You're out of wreck physically. Your body is your temple. Right? You're not feeling well. You're getting sick. You know? Stress causes physical issues. Right? Where do you think that comes from? And I understand all that stuff out in the world, job, all that. But I'm speaking in terms of relationships. Right? You're losing your attachment to your spirituality. Who do you think helps your mindset, your purpose, your direction? You're losing your connection to God. The more and more you live in chaos and toxicity, the more and more you lose your connection with God. You're trying to take advantage of how someone else can do for you instead of doing for yourself, or what some of the things you need out of life, and you're living in toxicity. So I say to that, Free yourself. Free yourself from the toxicity. Free yourself from thinking that, oh, my partner's going to wake up and everything's going to change. It's not. People are who they are for a reason. It's up to them to want to change that reason for you. It's up to you to help them acknowledge what you need, but also reciprocate what your partner needs and wants. You guys are a team. You guys are supposed to be working together. All this instant gratification, all this, you know, thinking that relationships are a 3-day process, a 90-day process of happiness, and it just starts that way. No, relationships are work. Being financially stable is work. Being emotionally stable is work. Being physically stable is work. Being spiritually stable is work. It's an everyday process for the rest of your life. The experiences you receive in this lifetime is work. They come at a detriment and a payment of the amount of work you put in. And some of you aren't putting work into your relationships, and you're living in toxicity. Free yourself. All right. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. Follow us down in the description. Let me know if I'm off on this. We can debate this. It's cool. I'm Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast, y'all. I'm out. Peace.